Welcome to Afirim Yerushalmi. You're holding in Shabbos the filament in the Oiz V'Odra edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting the first line in the top of Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yitzchak Rubo, all Mischa im Rabbi. Rabbi Yitzchak Rubo went to the bathhouse together with Rabbi. Omeli Ma'u Miten Slochiso Goy Agalto. Can I put a pitcher of water into the hot water of the bath? Omeli Have Goy Natlo Inasas Kiklisheni. To put the pitcher directly into the hot water, you can't do, because the hot water of the bath is a kli rishon. It's the kli where that was put on the fire. But if you take the water out of the bath and put it into another vessel, so then you can put the pitcher into that vessel, because that vessel will be a kli sheni. Rav Yaakov by Idu Shevashu ben Levi says, Shorelim ilchus amechetz beis amechetz, v'ilchus beis akisa beis akisa. If someone needs to ask halacha, it has to do with the bathhouse, he can ask even in the bathhouse. Halacha has to do with the bathroom, he can ask it even in the bathroom. That's why all these questions we had till now were asked in the beis amechetz. Ke'ado, as we found, Rav Shimon ben Lozor ayil mischei Rameir, he went to the bathhouse together with Rameir. Omalei ma'u lekanech. Can one wipe himself with a towel? Is a yuchayish the schita or not? Omerle also because of schita. Ma'u le'adiach, to let the water fall on the floor. Omerle also, he says that's also as well. So you see that we asked a question in Beis HaMechetz, and he got an answer in Beis HaMechetz. Says more of a lekren, Shmuel shoyl Rav. Didn't happen that Shmuel asked Rav, Ma'u le'anois omein be'mokoy mitunof. Can one say omein in a dirty place like a bathroom? V'omar also. He says, you can't do it. V'osu damas lach, this osu, this psak halacha that I told you, osu, you also can't say that in the bathroom. Not only you can't say in the bathroom, amen, I can't even say the word osu, because I can't pass halacha in the bathroom. He says, more ashkar tano tani, we found the brisa that says, shoyalim yuchas amechetz amechetz, v'yichas akisa beis akisa, we found a fierce brisa against what Rav said. Kedus the gemara in b'yoyntu, kechamin shuchumu b'yoyntu v'chuli. Meaning, if someone heated the water on Yom Tiv by passing a pipe through the Chametz Tveria, it's considered to be complete heat, but in Yom Tiv, and you can't use it for bathing. Says the Gemara, Chametz Shulchan b'Yom Tiv. Someone did heat up water in Yom Tiv. Or, Chen Chametz Shulchan me'er Shabbos l'Shabbos. Someone heated water before Shabbos for Shabbos. Can you use it for bathing at all? So Rav Shmuel Chadomar Marchitz Behem Ponov Yadov Raglov. One said, you could wash your hands, your feet, and your face. You can do his entire body, but not in one shot, each limb on its own. We don't know who said what. In this machlekes of Rav Shmuel, who's the one who said what? The fact that Shmuel quoted a braiso, that you can wash your face, your hands, and your legs. So Rav is the one who said, because you see Shmuel quotes that braiso, so he probably followed the braiso that he quoted, and Rav is the one who says you can do the entire body, each limb on its own. And in a moment, we'll see the reasoning for it. Says the Gemara, Chad Philosophius, which means a philosopher. Shalle Bar Kapri, ask Bar Kapri a question. And also, Avlet, which was another Goy, which was a Choyze B'Kechovim, look at the stars. Shalle Levi Sariso, he asked Levi Sariso, that was his name. He says, Muta Lishtet V'Oso Lichutz? How does it make sense that hot water in Yom Tev, you can use it for drinking, but you can't use it for bathing? What's the difference between drinking and bathing? It's both two things that the body enjoys. Omoleim Tiris Soris Mechabekim Ishticho. So he tells this philosopher, if you see a soris, right, someone who cannot have children, and he's hugging your wife, Shemayin Uralacha, will you be upset with this hugging? Omerlein, yes, I'll be upset. Omerlein, Michiu Laklum, what is he for her? In other words, he's a soris. He can't really sleep with her. Omerlein, Shalotis Parits, I don't want her to get used to hugging other men. So even though this person does not can really have a relationship with her, but she will get used to being with other men. So the same thing over here. Chazal wanted to avoid people heating water in Yom Tov, not for the purpose of the body. So they said you can't use it for bathing either. Once this philosopher left, so Talmidim asked, Rebbe Lizet Dachito Bekone, you pushed him away with a reed, I mean without a good answer. Lanu Mat Meshiv, what's really the answer? Only something that is enjoyable for everybody you could do. And the Gemara understands that rechitzo, bathing on Yom Tov, is a tainug which not everybody needs, and therefore you're not allowed to do it in Yom Tif. And you mail it, but if to do a limb by limb, or to do only pun of Yad Averaglo, that's something which is Shoy V'chol Nefesh, and that's why it's allowed. Kedus the one says, Mul Yaragorov, Shetim and Meshabbat. We're speaking about a certain type of urn that has two compartments, one with the water and one with the coals. So if you remove the coals, you can use it on Shabbos. Ha'im heinu goruf loy, but if you didn't remove the coals, even though they're covered, it's aser. And the question is, why is this different than the other kiren, the other stove, where we said that if it's covered, it's good enough? Omar Avshayim p'nisha gicholim noikus beguf, where the coals are touching the compartment where the coals are, meaning they're touching it completely, so it's considered to be hatmona. It's considered to be covered with a blanket, covered with something, which is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But in the Kira, it's on top of stones and it's not there. Omar of Chanino Breda of Hila, another explanation. The wind goes in inside because the compartment is a little bit open, and it will cause the coal to reignite. And this is considered to be, even though he's going to cover it, but it's really clear that it's going to happen, so it's not considered to be really covered. This vessel is made from different small pieces. He's afraid maybe the water will evaporate, and then the coals will burn up the kli. So he adds more water. He's doing bishul on Shabbos. So that's why you can use it only as long as the coal is not in the kli. Antichi is one that has a compartment over a compartment. There's a lower layer where the coals are, and the higher layer where the water is. Problem is, it gets very hot, and the problem of Bishul. Makes the walls very hot, and it's too hot for you to use on Shabbos. Rabbanan the Kisrin, and the Gemara continues on Mudbeis, Rav Huna b'Shem Rav. If the coals were removed and it's opened, meaning it's not completely sealed, so then it doesn't get so hot, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Halacha da'al zok de Mishnah. Meichem shepinahu lo yiten letoicho mayim tzoinim mishul sheichamu. If a one removed a urn full of hot water from the fire, he can't put into that urn cold water, and the cold water will boil up from the water which is in the urn, because that's bishul. He could put into it a lot of water that will definitely not heat up and not boil, but it only will come a little warmer and not as cold. And similarly, you can put it into a cup, which is a klisheni, and then for sure it won't get too hot. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Mecha Shepinah Loiten Lechatzoyin Vechule. Rabbo Bar Brei De Rav Chiyo Bar Bo Rav Chiyo B'Shua B'Yuchanon Loishonu El Tocha Kois Al Toicha Loi. He has different gears on our Mishnah. It says the only time we allowed to put the water into this hot water that was in the urn, it's only if the water is not in the urn anymore. It's in a cup, it's in a klisheni, so you can put cold water, it'll never get to the level of cooking. But to put it inside the urn, even if you put a lot of water, it's still usher. Even though when it's so much water, it for sure won't get to the level of bishul, of the level of boiling, it's still usher. Omar Amano, so Amano says, Kashos kamir haboy, ask the friend of a boy. Okay, you tell me in the end, Rabbi Yochanan did not have his girso because he can't put it into the urn. But Loitani al Reisha, look at the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, Bishul Sheichamu. You're not allowed to put it into the urn to boil up. Halaf Shira Loi, but just to warm it a little bit, it's fine. That's a diuk from the Reisha. What is he going to do with his diuk? Also, Abba Bar Kahano Rav Chiya Barashi B'Shem Rav. Im Lechal Monosu Im Laf Shirin Motor. He said, Im Rav, yes, you could put it into the urn. If it's a lot of water that will never boil, you could put it into the urn. We have a rule of Tatar Gover. Always the bottom one, that's the stronger one. So you're allowed to put hot water into cold water because the hot water will cool off. But you can't put cold water into hot water because it's going to boil. That's what Bichamai say. They allow both. And explains the Gemara, but Medra Amorim because that's only in Klisheni. Because Klisheni doesn't cook according to Basil, and Bishami all it does cook. But in a bath, which is Kli Rishon, you can put out water into cold, because the Torah Gavar, it will not heat up. But to put cold water into hot water, it's also because the bottom will overcome the top and will heat up the cold water. That's the Gersa of Chai Matir. So, meaning, what does it mean? Bishila say you're not allowed to do it if you're putting a little bit of water and it's going to boil up. Because of Shirinasi, he's not arguing. He just explains. If you're putting it away, if you're putting a lot of water so it will not heat up, then you're allowed to do it. So says the Gemara, I said the Rav kev Shimon ben Manasseh. So Rav goes kev Shimon ben Manasseh that says that you put a lot of water, it's fine. If you have Yochanan kev Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan that says you're not allowed to do it, he goes like the Braisa, which was named and it said the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What is it? Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. He quoted the following Braisa. Memalu Adam Chavit Shalmayim Venoista Kenegad Meduru. Prince could fill up a barrel full of water, put it next to the fire. In order for it not to heat up so much to boil, just to get a little less cold. A person could go into the mikvah, into a cold bath, and can go and stand in front of the fire and heat up. Rira allows it. So even though we're talking about a case that he will not let it heat up, he just wants to make it less cold, still Rabbanan Oyser. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said his Oyser, holds like this Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, Yoyser, my time with Rabbanan, why Rabbanan Oyser is such a case? So the Gemara, Yaivo, the Mar of Zero, works like Mar of Zero said, B'Shem Rav Yudo. Mutter la'ashir b'kom she'am chaledes, Oyser la'ashir b'kom she'ein ayat chaledes. You're allowed to make things less cold if it will never reach the level of boiling, of level of heat, that the hand can't touch it. But if it's a place, if you leave there too long, it is able to get to that level. So then you're not allowed to even put it there just to be mafshir, even though your intention is not to heat it up. But because it could get to that heat, you're not allowed to put it there. So the same thing over here. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to put a lot of water into the urn, even though right now it's never going to boil, because you may put only a little bit of water, and then this water will boil and will be bishul. So we mentioned afilu b'mokom she'ein ayat sholedes. The word afilu over here, the chur doesn't fit, but what it means, mokom she'ein ayat sholedes, means that where the hand doesn't touch. Adeichan, what is that level? He puts his hand to the water and it gets burned. So that's what's called in the Bavli hayat sholedes boy. It means the hand pushes off when he goes there, because if a person puts his hand into that water, the hand will get burned. That you, if you get to that level, or even potentially to get to that level, you're not allowed to put water next to the fire. It says the Gemara, called Moedimi Klisheni Shumutu. You put the hot boiling water from the urn into a Klisheni, then you could put it into their cold water. It says the Gemara, Mabin Klirisha and Mabin Klisheni. What's the difference between Klirisha and Klisheni? Well, basically, Kanayat Shodas, Kanayat Shodas. Klirisha can really get very hot. Klisheni will never get so hot that the hand can, you can't put your hand in there. No, that's not correct. Even Klisheni can get to a very high level of heat. But so what's the reason? Meaning, this shita holds, when you take a pot out of the fire, it's not on the fire anymore, it's not really bishul minatoyu. But because this pot was on the fire, so therefore abundant reiser. So Klisheni, which was on the fire before, there you can't heat up, that you have Isra Derabbanan. But Klisheni, which was never in the fire, you don't have that Xero. So we have Yamachlek, as if Klisheni does reach a very high level of Bishul, a very high level of heat. The bowl of rice, Meseya Laba, that does help Rav Yonah's Shito, that Klisheni does get to a very high level of heat. Also, and Pincho de Griso, a bowl of grisim, of groats, also, Messiah Labot helps a Rabbi Yonah's Shito. Why? So you take it from place to place, and it's still boiling. So you see that even though you took it from Klirisha, put the Klisheni, it's still boiling. So you see the Klisheni does get to a very high level of heat. The only reason Rabbanan said his mutter is because Klirisha and Klisheni is not also there, right? So Rabbanan Ramach, Klirisha, not a Klisheni. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Lamed.